Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and I am so excited because I have a guest in a studio, which is a big deal. Most of the interviews are done over the phone, and it's so nice to have a lovely person. And boy, have I got one of the loveliest. We've got Ariana Barrett. She is an energy healer. Is
yes,
that which?
Yes, oh, that, energy healer. Facilitator of energy healing. Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean? I love that term.
Well, our body heals itself. And so it's really about holding the sacred space and allowing the energy to flow through my body, my vessel, to yours, to help remove any blockages.
You know, it's so funny because we're on the same page. I was about to ask, I bet part of the problem is that people get blockages. So number one, what causes the blockages? And then number two, how do we alleviate those?
Well, really emotions. Emotions that are not processed are the biggest issues. And we in Chinese medicine, there are 12 acupuncture meridians. And when emotions are not processed or digested, they actually get stuck in those meridians and cause blockages and affect us with physical ailments. So it's so interesting. I think we've been taught not to process and digest, integrate our emotions and release them. It's so important. And that's really key to health.
It really is. You know, my daughter, regularly we talk about the importance of feeling your emotions. And, you know, sometimes she'll be like, so-and-so didn't let me feel my emotions. And I said, well, a lot of people aren't really taught how, you
mm-hmm.
know. And
yeah, absolutely.
The other day I was flipping around because I had a cold and I was resting. And I came across my favorite drama. I don't know if you ever saw Ordinary People, but I think it's the best movie in the world. I mean, it's old. It's from 1980. It won Best Picture. The point is that Mary Tyler Moore plays this character who had had a huge loss in her life, and she completely just bottles up and doesn't show emotion, and the stress it causes her and the family, and just like, and I was, my daughter and I were watching, and I was, you know, kind of muting certain parts because it's not completely kid, whatever, some of the language, but I wanted her to see like what happens when somebody completely shuts down.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really something.
Absolutely.
So tell me more, like, so for people who are shut down, and especially if you've been raised that way, right? How do you get how do you get around that?
Learning different techniques, becoming more educated, seeking out facilitators that help. I'm certified in a number of healing energy modalities, and the one that I've been doing the most is the Lifeline Technique. Dr. Darren Weissman, chiropractor, acupuncturist, traveled the world and picked up a lot of different energy healing techniques, and he downloaded this incredible system. It's a 16-step energy healing system. It incorporates 14 healing modalities, which just blows my mind. My degree is in biology, so I have the hard science component. I used to do genetic research, and then I used to teach at a botanical garden in New York. So my passion is blending science and spirituality together, and his healing system does that so beautifully that I was just drawn to it right away. And before I get certified in any energy healing modality, I need to experience it myself. And if it wows me, then I'm like, okay, I want to learn this so I can help other people heal in a similar way. So it incorporates color therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, EMDR, eye movement desensitization, reprogramming.
I've heard that can help with trauma.
Yeah, if there's trauma. It utilizes the acupuncture meridians. It's just phenomenal. And I communicate with your higher self or your subconscious through muscle testing, applied kinesiology, which maybe at a chiropractor or a nutritionist you've experienced, well, they'll put up a supplement up against you, they'll put your arm out, and they'll push on it. And if it holds strong, then it's true or congruent, or that supplement will help you. And if your arm goes down, the muscle goes weak, then it's false or incongruent, and it doesn't make you stronger. It won't help you. So it's a really phenomenal technique because it takes your mind out of it. It's pretty accurate. It's about 98% accurate. Wow. And so I communicate with your higher self or subconscious with the Lifeline Technique through those 16 steps through muscle testing. So it's really phenomenal. Yeah, so there's nothing you're doing in the session. Actually, the session you're sitting or standing, it's not a traditional energy healing session where you're lying down on a massage table. So that's also really great. And it's also non-content based, meaning I don't need to know any information. It's not a therapy session. I just need you to connect to what I'm asking you to, either an emotion or some other component for the session.
Oh my goodness. We've got to try it.
I've got to try it.
You've got to walk me through it and then I'll come back so I can share my experiences.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned color therapy. You mentioned NLP, which I've heard about, and EMDR. What were some of the others? Aromatherapy, I think we've all heard of.
Sound therapy. So I have tuning forks, and they all resonate to different chakras. Are you familiar with chakras? So energy
centers.
But
explain it for people who are new to this.
Sure. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit. And so we have energy wheels, energy centers in our body. There are seven primary. There are more than that. But the seven are the ones that we typically see or know on a piece of silk in a metaphysical store or something along those lines. And so... So color therapy is really phenomenal. And so the different chakras, there are seven primary chakras, and each one resonates to a different color. So your base chakra, your first chakra, is at the bottom of the body, and that resonates to the color red. So if you remember in chemistry class, if you look at the wavelength of the color red versus blue, red is short and really fast moving, and blue is much slower and up and down. So those are vibrations and frequencies. So when I put those colored glasses on, it triggers your first chakra. Chakra, or say your fifth chakra blue, so red would be your first chakra. So I intentionally trigger those chakras in order to release based on the information I received from doing the muscle testing.
I have to ask about the muscle testing because I would think people would be cynical. How do you hold a bottle of supplements in front of you? I don't understand. Like, how does that work?
Oh, so you've never tried muscle testing?
Oh, no, I've tried it. I just don't understand.
Well, it's like a reflex. So when you go to the doctor and they hit your knee, if they said don't move it, good luck. It's going to kick out. It's like a reflex. So it's not something that your mind can control. The only thing is when the practitioner is doing it, they need to come from the heart space and not the mind, because you can try to control. So you have to have no connection with the results, no connection with the outcome at all in order for muscle testing to work. But honestly, it's just phenomenal. I love it. I do it all the time on myself. Yeah, when I'm in the store, should I be, you know, is it for my highest good to be eating this, to do that? Sometimes I listen to it. Sometimes I'm like, no, I still want the chocolate with the sugar in it. Yeah. So, but it's just phenomenal. Once you learn how to use it yourself, and then you just learn, you just fine tune it.
Well, we have to try that too. What are some of the things people can do on their own?
For healing?
Yes.
Well, there are five basic ways to optimal health, and it's really connecting with water, food, exercise, sleep, and owning your power. Those are really the five optimal ways to health that Dr. Weissman talks about with the Lifeline Technique, and just are phenomenal. And at the end of a session, I will check that as well in terms of quality, quantity, and frequency, what you need.
I'll add to this all so it comes together. Okay, so go over those five again and just talk a little bit about each one.
Sure. So water, food, exercise, sleep, and owning your power. So water is so important. We are 75% water. And I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Masaru Emoto's work, The Healing Messages in Water. It's a phenomenal book where he took water and would say high vibrational things like, I love you, you're wonderful, would freeze it, take a picture with a dark field microscope, and beautiful crystals formed. And he took the same type of water and would say negative things like, I hate you, you fool, and would freeze it and then take a picture with a dark field microscope, and the water couldn't even form crystals. So it's like, okay, this isn't, you know, it's water. Who cares? We're 75% water. So it just really illustrates how important it is. What we think about actually affects us on a physical level. And I truly love the field of epigenetics. I did genetic research, advanced genome sequencing, and contributing to the Human Genome Project right after college, which was great. I really love the alternative healing, alternative medicine component. I was like, okay, why am I doing such hard science? But it's to understand it. And so with the Human Genome Project, Dr. James Watson of Watson and Crick, the co-discoverer of the DNA double helix, he was a president of the lab when I worked there at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, and he was interested in the 80s about mapping out the Human Genome Project. So a genome is like a blueprint, kind of like the blueprint of a house, but the blueprint of an organism, so the blueprint of the human body. And he has two sons, and one has mental illness. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to, you know, start that, initiate that project. And so it got going, and I believe it was 2002, the rough draft was completed. And it was fascinating because in the 3 billion base pairs, they thought there were going to be hundreds of thousands of genes, and there were only about 20 to 25,000, which really shocked them. And just how much we don't understand. So I have a passion for the field of epigenetics, which is how the environment and your beliefs will actually turn genes on and off. And it's not woo-woo. It's hard science at point. And Dr. Bruce Lipton, his book, Biology of Belief, is wonderful. And he talks about that.
Yeah. I'm glad. I was about to ask for you to define epigenetics for people who aren't familiar.
It's this is Earth School, and that's not my term. I wish I could say I coined that term. I did not.
You did.
I don't know. I've heard that for probably a decade. This is Earth School. So we're here to learn lessons, and I joke with my mom at times, a little tongue in cheek, of, you know, you have until infinity. You can do it now. You can do it later. But these are all the opportunities for growth. The soul lessons. And so they show up in different ways in our lives, from physical ailments to relationships to work to, but our body is truly a mirror, truly a reflection of what's going on inside, and very much a compass if we can see it that way, as opposed to what it's doing to us or giving all of our power away to a doctor. Fix me, cut it out, do this or that. It's a much bigger picture than that. If we can zoom out, we can step back for a minute.
Yeah. You know, once people put this into practice, again, the lifeline technique,
Lifeline technique, yes.
And does it take a long time, or how does that work for them to like feel changes and see changes in their
selves? Oh, it's incredible. Sometimes just one session will just blow you away. But I often suggest three. And consistently, because if there's specifically an issue or something you want to work on, but I always tell people to just trust your intuition, your guidance, you know, contact me when you feel you need the session. For me personally, if it's something I'm going through, or I know this is an opportunity for some big growth, AKA, oh my God, what's going on? Like, all right, let's get going here. I'll connect with a practitioner and have a session, you know, once a week for a couple weeks in a row. But I can also do a session of myself, which is great. I can get out of the way and disconnect from it because it's all muscle testing. So that's been really powerful too, those times in my life where, you know, we're either coming from fear or love. We're coming from one vibration or the other. And so it's like, okay, would I ever choose this? No. I would never, you know, if you're experiencing fear, stress, anxiety, whatever it is, or stomach aches or back aches, it's an expression of being out of alignment or out of balance. That's how I see it.
Now, what drew you to this type of work?
It's so funny. I had a feeling you were going to ask me. Just very connected to spirit. And as a child, that was through nature, still is. And that's why when I went to college, it was like, okay, how am I going to apply this? Okay, traditional biology degree. I grew up in a very holistic household. My father was a music teacher, and so we had huge gardens in the summer. Wow. And so connecting to plants and animals. I wanted to be a veterinarian, actually.
Oh, nice.
I always wanted to help heal. So either animals or people. So I just drawn this way. And my father actually passed away right after I graduated college. And it really opened up my eyes. I was 21, and that's okay. Now, you know, at this point, it's been a number of years, but it's just amazing how things happen and why they happen. And it put me in a different place in my journey at 21 to have that loss. But so he taught music for 33 years and he retired. And a year later when he was hiking, his heart just stopped. So at 21, graduating college, it was okay, I'm not going to live my life, you know, have a career and then enjoy it. I'm gonna enjoy it now. And I also have a very adventurous spirit. I love to skydive and go rappelling. And I've traveled a lot. And I moved from Brooklyn to Sedona, Arizona. And I lived in Hawaii for a year in a mango tree house. And just,
I want to explore.
I feel like in these three decades, I've already had three lifetimes, which is wonderful. And also, as a kid, I felt like, okay, let's go. There's a lot of work to do. And I very much wanted to utilize and enjoy this lifetime in that way, in a very spiritual, conscious way. You know, when the teacher's ready, the student appears. When the student's ready, the teacher appears. And I believe we are all both teachers and students. It constantly changes.
That is so beautiful. Now, we're going to have you back very soon. In the meantime, tell us all the ways we can learn about you.
Welcome to the 21st century, just got on Facebook. I know. So a Facebook page that is dedicated to spirituality, consciousness, holistic healing work. So Ariana Barrett. It's spelled funny. It's B-A-H as in happy, R-E-T. And Ariana is one N. So I tell people like Ariana Grande. So
yeah,
that's usually how people know the name now.
That's great. Now, can people work with you via Skype or is that all in person?
Yes. The other phenomenal thing about energy healing work is you don't have to have the person in front of you. And at first I was skeptical. I was, you know, scientist. I want to see it in front of me. I want to know how this is working. I've had some phenomenal sessions myself on me distance. And yeah, so I can do sessions over the phone, in person, or online.
Awesome. You are such a gem, Ariana.
Oh,
I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.